This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has given the green light for all adult Coloradans to get COVID-19 booster shots, which is a step beyond what federal agencies have authorized. Wednesday, he talked to a group of his advisors, arguing that the move is warranted and legal since the entire state is essentially a high-risk environment.
And so we're providing yet another framework for that because of the very convoluted messaging that's occurring on that federally. We're trying to provide less ambiguity.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs has earned a rare perfect score in its latest accreditation. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
This is only the fourth perfect inspection given by the nonprofit Association of Zoos and Aquariums since it began its accreditation program in 1974. This clean report for the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is also the seventh consecutive inspection the zoo has passed. The inspections happen every 5 years. Zoo President and CEO Bob Chastain says zoo employees have been looking at previous concerns with their operations and winnowing down those problems piece by piece.
We never dreamed in a million years that we could get a completely clean inspection, but we've been systematically working on that over the last several inspections.
Less than 10% of zoos, circuses, and other animal exhibitions licensed by the USDA receive the accreditation of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A college of construction is now open to students in Colorado and Wyoming. According to the Daily Sentinel, construction unions got together to establish the Western States College of Construction. The program will offer a professional degree for construction workers. The college is opening amid a labor shortage for skilled trade workers. This is CPR News and KRCC.